Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes hockey or football or General Hospital or whatever else might come randomly to our mind. And as I mentioned last week, Marianne, who's here.
Hi, everyone.
Are you there, Marianne? Marianne,
yep,
and Diva Carey, we're celebrating the Stanley Cup victory for the Pens. So congratulations again on that. And then, let's see. So you can find Carrie the Diva at Diva of Dual on Twitter. We also have a Facebook page, and you can find a blog at divaofdual.com. And there's a whole several years worth of history there of fun things to go back and look at. And old interviews and stuff. You can also find us on iTunes, and you can get on your treadmill and run on the treadmill while you listen to old interviews with Lauren Coslow or Teo Penglis or Ian Buchanan, some of our favorites, and a multitude of others as well. So we encourage you to check that out. That's on iTunes. So anyway, and I think this is number 259 for us as far as a weekly blog talk.
Wow, 259.
So,
yeah.
And we don't always do it every single week, so. But anyway,
no.
So yeah.
We try to do it as much as we can.
You know, sometimes there's holidays and sometimes there's life circumstances. But anyway, Carrie couldn't be with us tonight, but this is Anna. You can find me at Cozy Hooch on Twitter and filling in. And Marianne's here. You can find her at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And let's see, we can give a shout out to our old friends. Well, they're not old, but our longtime friends, Hapkos. You can find Bob at Bob Hapko on Twitter, at Amy Hapko on Twitter. They're also very active on Facebook, so check them out. And you can also find at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, at Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan. And let's see, anything else off the top of your head that I've...
No, I think you covered it all.
Everybody
that we follow.
I'm kind of eager.
Yeah.
I'm kind of eager to get into the most important topic of this week's show.
Yeah.
And so would you like to introduce that? I believe it was Thursday and Friday's shows. Is that right? Did I have that right?
Thursday and Friday. We can start Thursday and Friday with the return of Andre and Teo Penglis.
Yes.
Well, he's been kind of on sporadically over the last 3 months, but
not
near enough. I mean, like we'd see him maybe once a week,
maybe,
and then you wouldn't see him for a couple of weeks.
3 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and when he was on once a week, it was for a couple minutes on the phone in jail talking to Aiden or
in
whatever.
In jail, yeah.
Yes.
Not
yes,
in leather
finally,
or a three-piece suit, or naked,
yes.
One of the three.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, we're working on
we
that.
We like him
but,
anyway.
You know.
We can get it, yeah.
Yeah, or a shirt
there's
open. At least a shirt open the whole way or something.
At least
some
buttons
chest
missing.
Showing.
Anyway.
Yeah. We're working on it. So, yeah. So, finally, he gets to Aiden. Brett's and everything to go to Hope. And they come up with a plan to have one of these flukies actually he's an Irish, probably a mobster. And here he just happened to own the site where they found Stefano's body. And so somehow, whether they paid him enough or whatever, he went in and confessed to Roman and Rafe that he killed Stefano. And, of course, Roman and Rafe knows he didn't kill Stefano because Hope did. And so they know by him confessing that they'll have to let Andre go. And so they're trying to blow holes in this story but without, incriminating themselves knowing what has happened. So I'm like watching them squirm, like they're looking mm-hmm. at each other, like, oh, what am I gonna do? You know, this is. So finally, then they're in interrogating him, and they're saying, "Did Andre threaten you?" Oh no. He said something about his daughter's car. All of a sudden, her brakes went or whatever, and he said, "I knew sooner or later." And I'm just scared for my family that, you know, that the mayor's or something's going to happen to me. So I decided
to confess.
To
his daughter, was threatened or something.
Threatened. Yeah, with her brakes or something on her car. Yeah, something about her brakes on her car. So they're still trying to get him to, like, say that Andre threatened him or whatever, but he wouldn't come through with that. So they decided to bring Andre in. Well, they had to get Andre out of jail, so they brought him in, and he had scenes with Rafe, and I just love when he has scenes with Rafe, because he just crushes Rafe, you know, just crushes Rafe.
Crushes his very soul to dust.
Just crushes his Rafe, and he just, like, way out acts Rafe or, you know, who. But anyway... I had to get that little dig in there. But anyway, it was so funny. Like, Ray's like looking at him, and he's like, he's getting on him about, oh, Andre, he's out of jail. And he says, oh, nice to see you. He says, I'm decided. He decided to move on, just like Aiden is moving on with Hope. You know, so he's kind of like digging into Rafe. Then the one thing that I thought was really good was when he was getting ready to leave, and he stood up and he quoted Shakespeare to a Rafe, and Rafe kind of like was taken aback. And I just kind of have a feeling that might have been a little bit of ad-libbed, and Rafe wasn't expecting that.
The comment,
because
so
he kind of gave him.
When...
Yes, with the Shakespeare. I'm not sure exactly of it. And he said, Shakespeare, look it up. Because it looked like Rafe was confused. Like, Rafe kind of, like, put his head back and kind of looked, you know, and he said,
like,
Shakespeare,
cool.
Look it up. Yeah. So that was kind of
hilarious.
So it's always fun to watch him, go after Rafe. And another good thing is that he's out of those prison blues, out of that blue jean shirt, although he looked pretty good in that, because he did have that opened a few times. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
not that
out of that.
Not
that
screen cap of that or anything.
Well, there's a lot of screen caps of him in prison, but yes. So then he comes back to the mansion, and he's in a leather
mm-hmm.
jacket. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wearing that leather one. And it was funny. He came through the secret passageway. And somebody was funny. It was on his Twitter feed, on his at mention. Somebody was saying, "You would think somebody in the Demure Mansion would seal off these secret passageways, or have, you know, would have already to prevent him people from coming back." But Andre came back. Yes. So he came back to the mansion, and it was a really, really good scene with just Teo, and he sat down at the chess thing, and you could tell him he was reminiscing. And he got a little emotional
Didn't he put a ring on? Like,
he looked at the ring. Yeah, the Phoenix ring that he took from Stefano's body. And he looked at the ring, and he kissed the ring. And he kind of, like, fingered one of the chess pieces. And he kind of, like, put his head down and put his hand on his face. And it's just like, just like sad. And then he said the line, "It's good to be back." And he's always said that one. Yes. So it's like, it's the new Phoenix. The new Phoenix is back and ready to take over the Demure family. I just thought that was a really great scene when he.
Yes.
So that was on Thursday. And then we had him again on Friday, and he's taking money out of the safe. He's trying to take money out of the safe, and Chad catches him.
You would also think they would change the combination.
What are you doing here? How'd you get out of jail? Didn't you hear the good news? Someone confessed, and now I've come back home. And Chad said, "This is not your home. Get out.
Yeah,
you don't live here anymore."
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, brother," he says, "I have nothing. I have nowhere to go. I'm low on funds." And he was asking about Abigail. "Well, oh, how is sweet Abigail? Did I hear that there was a fire started? Now, how did that fire get started?" Like, he's just jabbing at Chad, you know. So he's more or less telling him, "Get out, get out." So he turns to go, and he says, "Oh, wait a minute, Andre." And he, before that, Andre's pleading his case, and he said, "Oh, you know, prison has changed me, and you know, I wanted to get on there." Oh my God, Chad, if you fall through that line of bull crap, you know. But he's like looking like he's being really remorseful, and you know, and we gotta. Oh, he said, "Trust me." Oh, he said, "Trust me," and Chad said, "Trust you? The last time I trust you, it was all this a la familia and all that, and you had me brainwashed and blah blah blah. You know, I'm never going to trust you again." And so he turns to go, and he says, "Wait a minute." And he goes to the safe and gets out some money, and he said, "Oh, I can't have you sleeping on the streets." And he gave, and then he says, "Oh, and will you please get that scar fixed?" So, because if you notice, they still have a. He has this big scar down the side. Yeah, that pretty face has that scar on it. So.
I wondered, you know, I noticed that and I wondered about that. Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm glad that he's gonna.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, hopefully he's not gonna have that. He's not. I guess that was that soon. Probably the next time, maybe we see Andre, we won't see the scar. He went and got it fixed. You know.
Yeah.
Chad gave him some money. So. So then he left there and. If you want to pick up with Kate scenario before we get to that.
Well, wait a minute. One other thing, though, that he said, something about Abigail wasn't really burned or something, and about a mask. And he was leaving.
Chad kind of explained that.
Yes
as he was leaving. Yeah, go ahead. Say what he said. I know what you're going to say.
A chemical reaction. Something that was burning or something, and then – that's why she had the mask on. And then as Andre was leaving,
to protect her face,
he got like he had a light bulb went on, and he turned around and he said something about, you know, master of disguises that he is. Of course, I immediately flashed to the nun and the folio and all that, but back from 2007. But anyway, he said something about, he had a line about how masks can be taken off or masks can be. I don't know how. Basically, giving him the idea that he could sneak Abigail out of the hospital, you know, by disguising her or something. Is that essentially what he was
saying?
By
disguising her, and I'm thinking a mask disguise. He said, and I'm wondering if he's not saying, are they going to change the way Abigail looks like a mask, like a plastic mask, a plastic surgery or a mask? Are they going to have her? So, see what they're worried about is. Abigail, they'll send her away to the state psychiatric ward, which is not what they want. But if she comes, I don't know if somehow they're saying, see, I thought the thing with the mask was that she was going to be so burnt that she was going to come back and look like that other girl.
But
obviously,
but she's
not
that's burned.
Not the case.
Yeah, she's not burned.
So
the
that's
mask
not the
came
case.
Off and on. And
unless
they
were thinking of doing
a
mask like
allergic,
a plastic
had a,
surgery, allergic
she
reaction.
Had a reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking what they did was they used it as a mechanism that she was able to get out of the hospital because she snuck out. She created a diversion and snuck out, and she took the mask off first. And, like, I guess they people around there had only seen her with the mask, so maybe she was thinking she could go unnoticed or something. And she ended up hopping out the window of her doctor's office.
Yes.
She was going to her doctor's office and hopping out the window.
Huh.
And that's how it ended on Friday, so we don't know what's going on there. But anyway,
where she's going to end up or who's going to end up with her.
And I'm so glad last week, speaking of her doctor, last week I believe Jen was the one that – because I couldn't figure out where I'd seen this lady before. And she said Jen's the one in the chat room said that she was on the heat of the night with Carol O'Connor, and I could not for the life of me remember that. And then all of a sudden, when I was watching her this week, all of a sudden it clicked, and I do remember that show. I mean, I probably didn't really watch it, but I remember, you know, pictures from it.
It seems to me like she might have been in other things too.
I think
like
she's
I've
been in other things too. I totally think she's been in either other primetime or other, I forgot to look at, I don't even know her name. I got to look up her bio, but it was driving me nuts though. So I'm glad Jen like mentioned that, because I was like, I know I've seen this person before. She was probably on some soaps too, that like maybe eighties or something too, because eighties, nineties. So anyway, Abigail takes off, and that's the last we see of her in at the end of the week. But,
That was her last show. Kate Manzi's last show. Yeah.
Oh, was it her last show?
It was.
Job.
They had all kinds of stuff, like things on online about her. Mm-hmm. What?
Oh yeah, and we might also talk about, since we're talking about her right now, her character right now.
Mm-hmm.
She had some great scenes with. She keeps going delusional and seeing Ben in her room, and it's so real. Oh my gosh! And he and that guy, I'll tell you.
Oh, he's great.
He is so talented. He is. So good. And I'm so glad they found a way to keep bringing him back, even if it was terrible.
Right. That was his last time on the show, too. But I don't know. I still think somehow eventually they could, if she comes back, they could still bring him back somehow. Because he really is alive. He could really get out of it. He's in some kind of hospital somewhere.
He's alive,
but he can always come back.
She's delusional, he is alive.
She's delusional, but he is alive. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't kill him off. So
I'm still here.
So
he just pops up every like she looks up and there he is.
Oh,
he starts
being his
nasty self.
He's so
creepy.
Good. He's such a great actor. I'm telling you. And she is too. She has really been amazing. I just got to say, they've written some great material for her, and she's knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. I did see, as a side note, did you see the tweet that Diva retweeted with Patrick Muldoon and I don't know
I
where they got
that.
It from, but they were both had masks on. And I was trying to figure out did Patrick Muldoon make appearance, or is he taping or something, or do they just do that for fun, or I mean, because they both
I don't know what that's
from,
or is that on is that a project that they're on together?
I don't
or
know.
Or doing something
I don't know,
new together? I'm
funny.
Not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she was crazy Abby during his stint, too, the last time.
Yeah,
so.
She was crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do remember that. She was going after Austin. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah, that was
yes.
Yeah,
so,
that whole thing with her in the hospital with Ben and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
So let's see. On Thursday's show also, Kate, basically meets up with Nicole and essentially admits that she and Deimos got into a fight and that, she did push him or something, but I mean, it wasn't intentional. She didn't mean to push him in the river. Cause we know how that went the last time somebody got pushed in the river, it's thrown in the river. That was intentional. This one was not.
Yeah. I don't think she said she really pushed him, but she admitted to Nicole that there was that she knows that Nicole didn't do it.
She knew Nicole didn't do it. Yeah, there you go. It was she threaded the needle very carefully, but acknowledged that Nicole was not the one to have Deimos meet his demise, and so his untimely demise, but anyway, so Nicole's like, well, you've got to tell them. And she's like, well, then that would contradict my own, statement.
Well, yeah,
so I can't really do that. And so Nicole's like, well, what do I do with that? So they kind of had a nice sort of bonding moment.
Yeah.
Didn't she fire her? When did she fire her? Was it the week
before
her. Earlier?
Yeah, and she says, you can't fire me. Deimos is the one to hire me. He can only fire me, and we don't know if he's really dead. And then she said, "Well, we're co-CEOs, so yes, I can fire you." So, and then Dario offered her a job working in the bar that his dad or TBD that his dad bought. So that was part of the show too. Yeah. So those two. I kind of like them together though. Dario and Nicole. I don't know. I like Nicole I like Nicole with whoever she gets with, because I don't know. I just like Nicole.
Except for Deimos. Yeah. I don't like. But anyway.
Deimos
so,
with her. No.
I didn't like the writing for that whole thing with Kate and Deimos. I mean, I would have liked them if they had really written them as a couple, but they were never really a couple. They were always Deimos and Kate were always using each other and this and that. And so
they were both using
each
other. Yeah,
it wasn't like Rafe and Kate. They fell into each other's arms. It was supposed to be fun and light, And they actually fell for each other, and they had a great friendship and relationship, even though it was supposedly superficial. It really wasn't. It was a lot deeper than that. But this one, it's weird because you always felt like neither one of them trusted each other, and with good reason,
right.
And it wasn't really like either one really loved the
other
one.
Don't you think that Kate kind of wanted more, though, or kind of felt
for
him a little
Kate
bit?
Well, Kate did.
And she got her feelings
bit,
hurt
think,
more than
but,
he did.
Yeah, that's
and he really loved Nicole,
answer.
And Nicole didn't really fall for him.
Ugh,
yeah, they
yeah.
kind of,
yeah.
but still they can't.
Yeah, I didn't
you
like
know?
The way they were.
And that Deimos, he's
like,
slick,
like
isn't he?
Yeah,
he's slick, man.
And so,
three women
yeah,
he's
so,
juggling
so Kate,
at once.
Yeah, he's got the...
Jesus.
He's,
yeah.
He is, man. The ish or whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
So let's see. So, but Kate looked awesome as usual, I must say. And so anyway, so they... So Kate, I guess, didn't she just leave, I guess, and that episode. Anyway, so was it the next day? I don't remember which day it was, but she's sitting in the park or on the park bench, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the man comes into the frame.
Andre, the new man,
Zach,
the king in her
take,
life.
You wanna, yes, you want to take that for that rest of the scene?
Yeah, Kate said something about souls or love and lost souls or something, and he said something about we're both lost souls or something. Oh, speaking of lost souls or something. Yeah, and that's kind of how it ended. There wasn't,
like,
she didn't really, did she even turn around and look at him? Yeah.
No, but
it was
very
short.
Maybe a little
scene.
Bit, but it was short, mm-hmm. but it just gave you the idea that, these two are going to connect. And
these
be,
two are kind of like down on their... Yeah, kind of like Andre's down in his luck. He just got out of jail. No, his family doesn't want him.
Chad, he was penniless, and yeah,
right. And Chad, and then here's Kate
to fix his face, and
here's Kate. You know, that's mm-hmm. you know, she can can be in trouble if they, you know, she's not sure what to do, and so yeah. And I think there's going to be a little bit of using there each other. You know, see what I can see what you can do for me, Andre. See what I can do for you, Kate. Yeah, use
me,
Andre, any way you want.
Use me all you want, Andre.
He can use me. Yeah, use me all you want.
Use me all up.
So that should be very interesting, that whole dynamic of
those
two getting together.
Because those two have chemistry with everyone, no matter who they're in a scene with male or female.
Right, so they should
have
them great together.
They have scene chemistry with everybody. So putting them together... We've only been wanting this for, 8 years, Marianne? Have we been trying to? We've been,
oh, my gosh. Well, way back from that tango, remember? Way back when?
Yeah.
When she did tango with
him? Yeah, way back, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's been a long time.
We always thought it was going somewhere
then. Chemistry would be good, yeah. But yeah, it should have.
And we do definitely would love to see another tango.
Oh,
this time.
Yes, very much
horizontal
so.
Or otherwise, you know.
Otherwise, Anyway, up or down, sideways. Yeah.
And they also, people want to go to Lauren Coslow's Twitter or Teo Penglis's, and there's a great picture of the two of them. Very hot picture.
Oh, yeah, and then you can also check out
Condre Fan. Condre Fan.
You know, Kate and Andre, so Kate
and at those hands.
R-E. Condre fans, and yes, there was a tweet with Teo and Lauren like whispering something in his ear or kissing him
and
on the
pointing
cheek,
his
remember.
Tie
and
yeah, kissing
yes,
him on the cheek
and
with,
his,
yes,
he's got one hand around her and the other hand stretched Rafe. Out and holding on to something and I'm like, oh my goodness. So yes, they are
that's
very
those
playful,
hands.
Very
yeah.
fun,
yeah.
and they are very fan friendly, and we love it. We love seeing pictures of them, and can't get enough of it. So keep on keeping on. But yeah, they just kind of project that chemistry. There's just no two ways about it. Okay, so let's see. We got before I forget. Jen in the chat room was asking, and I figure if anybody knows, you would know if we've got an update of when Teo is going to be on the Shopping Network. Or is it QVC?
The Shopping
or which
Network.
One is it?
Well, Teo's not quite sure when he's going to be on the shop. The last time I had spoke with him, originally it was supposed to be the end of May, but with all, it's just, you know, getting the right schedule together via QVC and them. And, of course, he's, filming, yeah, he's doing so much work at Days right now, and I know he's on vacation. He's on his vacation.
Yeah, did he
now
leave
for a few
for
weeks
today?
Yeah, he was supposed to be leaving
today?
This week. He is, yeah, sometime this week, and so he'll be on vacation.
Well, we all know the last time.
He tweeted about that.
Second to last time he was on vacation.
So hopefully he's saying maybe when he gets back, so maybe the fall.
Let's hope
yeah.
he avoids any sort of calamity.
I know the tornado.
Because the two times ago,
say a prayer.
It was a Category 5 mm-hmm. hurricane was headed right to where he was staying mm-hmm. in Mexico. And, of course, with his luck, thankfully, dodged him, and it dodged most of the structures, and I mean, thank God, literally, we were all praying for him and everything. But it missed him, and it missed most of the locals as well, because we wouldn't want anybody to be harmed, not just him. And
right.
so the damage was minimal compared to what it looked like for days that it was going to be. So it was pretty bad, and he got stuck in the hotel with no food and everything,
but
stuff like that.
He's still working on it, so those things take time.
So,
but
what's that?
He said probably sometime after he returns, so depending
on
schedules, but hopefully it's going to be this
coming.
Year sometime.
We just don't know yet. Yeah.
But, like with Teo and his things, you never know. Oh,
yeah,
so.
That's right.
But, he is still, still in the works. His stuff for QVC is definitely still in the works.
Yeah, he's doing I'm drawing a blank on the name of his book,
Seducing Celebrities.
One Meal at a Time. Seducing
one
Celebrities.
Time,
there
yes.
you go. Seducing Celebrities.
Yeah.
One Meal at a Time.
Like cooking things. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he would be so. I would just love. Oh my gosh, he would be such a hit on that show. You would just know. Mm. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the Hoochie's calling in while he's on there? Hello, Marianne.
Oh, yes. I plan and I'm hoping
Hello,
I can get
Anna.
There because it's not far from me. I'm only 7 hours away from there.
Is
it's in Westchester,
is
PA.
Is it HSN? Is it HSN?
It's QVC, and their studios.
Oh, QVC.
Their studios are in
QVC.
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I was thinking.
So
okay,
something's in Pennsylvania. we do have, we do have QVC. That's a big thing. It's on TV. So, that's one way to get Teo to Pennsylvania.
Oh, but can you guys just imagine the tension? Oh, my goodness. For having him cook for us, watching him cook, and talking and telling his stories, and goodness, they're going to be alive.
Watching him cook while he tells
QVC
stories,
I mean, can you imagine the people that are going to discover him?
That's
that
foreplay
never
right
heard
there.
Of him or seen him.
Definitely. Yeah.
But can you imagine? I mean, that's really going to open up a lot of people that he's probably never that have never seen him before, or haven't ever heard of him before, or whatever.
Right.
So
a lot of people don't know him because if you don't watch soaps or Mission Impossible
or
different
they might
things,
know him
there's a lot of people
DeMira,
that don't.
You know, I mean,
but
I
so
mean,
many
a lot
people watch QVC now.
I mean, most people that have watched the show over the year, I mean, like when I go to fan events and stuff, we'll be standing in line and we're like, oh, my favorite is Tony DeMira, and they have no clue what his real name is, So the general audience might be like, I can see women flipping channels and all of a sudden going, oh my gosh. Tony DeMira is like
Tony DeMira,
from the 80s that they remember or something. So I think he's going to be a huge, huge hit, and I think he's going to sell a lot of books.
Yeah,
so
I think he would be good
for
the man. Yes.
So thanks, Jen, for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we got all hot and bothered there for a minute. We got to cool down, girl.
Just thinking of Teo cooking for us now.
Cool down just a little bit here, and we'll get reset. Okay, so we had some scenes where Sierra's working, volunteer at the hospital, and all of a sudden Chase is there.
Yes.
She runs into him,
and
he's kind of confused because he's thinking, they didn't expect to see each other there by any means, and he explained that his dad was able to get.
He wondered what she was doing there.
He thought maybe she was there to see him or something, but she's like, no, what the hell, no, I would never come to see you ever again, but he said, my dad got it, the judge to approve me being moved to a hospital instead of, he's going to a hospital, a mental hospital instead of, to get some help instead of
jail,
being rehabilitated.
They said that.
So glad they brought that kid back. So good. Mm-hmm. I really like him.
He is good.
For somebody who's
They're the ones that messed up his character.
Who's done a horrible thing, definitely. But
right.
I really think the actor's talented. He's very talented. He's a cute kid. Mm-hmm. When we met him at the Dave's last year, he had a really interesting hairstyle. But he's on the show. He's really cute, and he's very very talented. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in this day and age, it just seems it's harder to redeem characters that rape than it was years ago.
Right.
Because you know how many characters have been redeemed. It's kind of not fair to his character, to him. It really isn't.
And you know what? That's a really good point because not that rape was ever acceptable, ever. Never was right.
But
never was
look
good.
At all the storylines that had happened over
changed.
The years.
I mean, the kids in college now
are
really they really get taught about all and drummed into their heads about which is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good educationally for boys to realize there is a line and for girls to realize there needs to be a line or whatever, but, and to be willing to come out and report it if it happens and things like that. So there's a lot of good things that have come out of that, but you're right. Mm-hmm. It has, for whatever strange reason, when Luke raped Laura, even though it was a huge story, it was very easily redeemed. I mean, there were a certain percentage of people that never let go on it, of course. But even then, you think of Jammy and,
because they were huge.
Ways,
one of the hugest couples in soaps.
Oh, yeah.
That got married.
And
Luke and Laura.
Jack Kayla.
Raped Kayla.
Technically, back in the day,
Tony raped Liz.
You're right.
Bill raped
Laura. Even though I still think the girl needs to work on her acting, and I guess, maybe she's, working on it and everything. She's a pretty girl, but she's still not
She's still not running me over yet, like some of the other ones have.
I mean, she's had her moments where we've seen it, but it's just not consistent.
A little better.
But anyway, maybe a little better, yeah. But anyway,
and she has a crush
on Chad.
I thought it
was because she went running to Marlena when she saw him, when she, ran out of the room after seeing him. And
she
then she was like, well, I want to quit and everything. And then she was like, well, wait a minute. And then she went back in there and it was like, she says, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run from you. I'm not going to let you, control my life anymore. I'm not going to let you, I'm going to take, basically I thought that was a really good, strong, dialogue or strong, message that she was not going to change what she was doing, the path that she was on, just because he was there. And she said, I've done a lot of work with Marlena, and she says, before that I could not have even looked at you. But now I'm stronger. I've gotten stronger. I'm never going to let you take anything away from me ever again,
Right.
But I'm stronger now and all, and I'm not going to run. And he was very sweet. He was very like, I would never hurt you again. I don't know. I thought it was really.
Well, he's taken
way,
accountability for what he did, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he
and
has.
Also, we kind of have to factor in the fact that kids grew up together. Technically they didn't because they were new cast. But those characters, had been
friends when they were in
for 10
grade
years.
School.
Were friends from like 8 to 18. They were friends and family, she was a stepbrother, and everything. So it was like, or their stepbrother and sister. So, it's like, in a way, it's like harder to walk away from a person that, is reprehensible, the thing is he did. In a way, it was kind of like, okay, I can still be in this room with you, but I'm stronger now and I'm not going to run. But there was a moment there where I was thinking, wow, they had so much history together and they were like so close before that happened. And you wonder I'm sure there are a lot of cases like that in this country and in the world where happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so I thought those were pretty good scenes. And let's see. And then there was, I just saw a little bit of Aiden and Hope on Thursday. I know they went
Aiden and Hope
somewhere.
Kind of went away together. Green Mountain Lodge.
But they got a two-bedroom.
Yeah, and he took her cell phone. She was looking for her cell phone or something.
I was wondering.
I thought
that's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
didn't Sierra try
he
to
knows.
Call her or something?
Rafe's trying to tell her that Andre's out, and of course Aiden knows that because Aiden's working for Andre. I mean, you know, he's Aiden's not the good guy anymore. I mean, Aiden's still the bad guy. I mean, in a way, you know what
that's
I mean? He's and he also took the money from Kate, you know, to make up all that stuff for her. So yeah, he's kind of that's how he got the money. So yeah, and then he's you know helping Andre. Yeah,
he's scraping
Andre.
The barrel, bottom of the barrel, to come get back into Hope's life.
And then,
so
and another thing
Rafe
is,
will be the good guy that ends up saving the day, right?
See that the end game is Rafe and Hope. You can see that. They still want that to be the, you know. And I know there's
a lot of Aiden
fans out there. Yes, they do have a lot of fans, and they're really upset. So, because they're, you know.
Yeah, they got
upset.
Hopeful that he was coming back.
Because I think they see where the writing's going. I mean, they see where it's going, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, but you can also tell that Aiden is still smitten with her. I mean, you can tell he looks at her. You know, you can tell that he just loves her.
Oh, yeah, he wants
her,
but
like
he's being deceiving.
He's also
being
deceiving,
Yeah, he is still he's a little bit more skeevy than he was.
He's kind of doing the Nicole. He's kind of like the male version of Nicole right now. Let's just put it that way.
I guess.
He wants her, and he's trying to do whatever he can to hide his imperfections, and he's scheming behind the scenes to do the things to put him in position to be able to be there for her and be able to have some money to do stuff and be able to, you know. So he's doing these things with the end game being that he wants to be with her. But and he's also having to prove himself. So in a way, it just hit me. But he really is kind of like, right now, kind of like the male version of Nicole in a lot of her relationships. So, of course, Rafe is going to be the knight in shining armor, apparently. But anyway, I did like his haircut, by the way, just random thought. But Rafe's hair was awfully nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just, there was some scene where I was like, man, his hair is looking
Did it, was
like
it shorter?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
It was, a little bit shorter, I think. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a nice cut. I don't know.
I like this new Blanca. I like that girl. The new girl that the mother brought in for Rafe.
I haven't seen her yet because I missed some episodes.
Oh, you haven't seen her. I kind of like her. That's the one that Adriana brought in for Rafe. You know, it's a friend. Yeah. So, you can see there's a little, you know, I don't know. Actually, I think they kind of have a little bit of, I think they have better chemistry than Hope and Rafe. Honestly, I do not like Hope and Rafe at all together. There's just something, I don't know.
Oh, and Jen said in the chat room that she's a huge Hayden fan and she's not happy. She's very upset right now about the whole thing.
Yeah, I know all the Aiden fans are because I see it on Twitter, you know, even when they're tweeting like to Teo or to whatever, you know, they want Andre to, you know, I don't know if they like Andre messing with Aiden, but, or Andre to help Aiden, but, so I don't know. I just see that it's not going the way they want it to go. So, but I'm glad they brought Daniel Cosgrove back, but they didn't bring him back for the right reasons, I guess you could say. You know, to reunite with Hope. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So, they kiss. Hayden kiss and all that, and then they go out to go for a swim. And I think that's the last we see of them by the end of the week. And then, let's see. Who else?
Deimos and Chloe.
Oh, yeah, you want to take that one?
Deimos is still at Chloe's, and he made a little connection with Parker, so he's been introduced to Parker. And, of course, finally the connection started to come into place when he told his story. And then, about how he was scoping her out and what he did to Victor and get all this back. And then she says, but you still didn't tell me who tried to kill you. And he said, Kate Roberts. And then she says, welcome to the club. Because she said, you know, of course, she's telling him what Kate did to her. And then they were talking again about his, he says, she says, were you in love with Kate? And he says, no, not really. You know, I was just, you know, using her and that.
Yeah.
He says, but I was in love with another woman. And she said, oh, and of course he's talking about Nicole. And she said, oh. And so they started talking about, you know, he wanted her to go away with him. Let's just go away and just get away from all this. So she's contemplating going
Parker.
Away with him. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
take Parker and go away. And she was, he says, well, tell me more about Parker's dad or something. And she was saying.
Was this before or after they did the deed on the couch? Was this? They
oh, no, this was
after.
This was after. This was after because that's why he wanted her to go away.
Yeah.
They had already had sex, yes. And this is where the revelation of all this came out. And then she said about telling about Parker's dad. And she said, well, like one of my good friends, you know, was engaged to him. And then he died in a tragic car accident. And he said, oh, who's, oh, she said, my friend Nicole. And my friend Nicole was, you know, was, and he said, you mean Nicole Walker? And she says, oh, you know, Nicole. He got this funny look at his face. She said, don't tell me she was the one you were in love with. And then she got really pissed off, you know, about that. So I guess she's not going away with him. So, and then she called Nicole and they were talking about that. So yeah. So now she knows a little bit more about Stamos.
So as they leave at Friday though, Chloe hasn't told Nicole yet that Deimos is alive and she's had sex with him.
No, she hasn't. He asked her not to tell anybody because he wants to make his move, you know.
So here
Nicole is
getting sent off to jail, you know, prison for quote-unquote killing him. And Chloe's her friend and Chloe's over here screwing him.
Yeah, but
so
Chloe doesn't know that she's...
Right.
They
she
think
talks to Nicole,
Deimos
Nicole
thinks
Kate. Tell
right. When she... I don't know. Well, that hasn't happened yet. They ended that, so we don't know yet. And also because Deimos thinks that Kate's in trouble, he doesn't realize that Nicole's taken the fall. Neither one of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if they're talking, Nicole's going to probably tell Chloe, you know, hey,
you
they're
think.
Accusing me of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And then maybe she'll go and tell Deimos. So, yeah, that's all going to come back. You know, that could come back to bite Kate, but now she might have Andre on her side, and Andre can help her. And you know, there's all kinds of scheming going on, going to be going on. Here,
So, I don't know. Did you see anything else? I didn't see some of the earlier episodes this week. But I guess
Has Bell left yet?
I mean. So,
no,
like,
they're still there, and they told Claire.
Not that we care because we don't. They're not our Sean and Bell. I mean, I love Martha Madison. Don't get me wrong, but she was better with Philip. I think maybe. I don't really think she and Brandon Beamer have chemistry.
Philip.
Yeah,
no,
and so I'm not
so
really weeping that. And I think she's already got another job, or else I'd be, you know, sad that she was leaving. But she's already got another project she's working on. But I can't believe they're keeping Brandon Beamer though. I mean, he's gotten better, I think, than he was. I think he had all that work on Bold and Beautiful, and I think the scenes they wrote with the two of them were much better scenes than they'd had the entire time they've been back together, you know, so in my opinion. So, but what do you think they're going to do with him, though? Do you think because he and Nadia Bjorlund used to live together. They used to be like
I don't know
married.
What they're
they
do
were
with
engaged.
Him. Whether she's going to leave
gonna
and there's going to be an explanation. Who knows?
I don't know. But isn't that weird?
I don't know.
Isn't that like? Cause isn't
yeah,
Nadia,
that would be
like,
weird. But they're professional actors, so
But it is kind of juicy though. It's a little
that
juicy,
would be interesting.
Though.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Well, so with Chloe back, is she eventually going to find her way back to Brady or Sean?
Yeah, there's all
or...
possibilities. Yeah. Philip.
Philip?
No.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah,
Philip. Yeah. I don't know how she would be with Philip. So, yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities.
Right.
I mean, look how they've been mixing and matching these couples.
Boy.
They've just been all over the place.
Feel,
so,
are you starting to feel, though, like I remember how Dina did that years ago, and it was kind of like, 52
yeah,
pickup,
make up your
throw
mind.
Things in the air and then try to
yeah.
And it's like
you
nothing really
mind,
meant anything. They were
and
just
Teresa
hopping a bit. Remember
yeah, so,
Chloe
yeah.
Chloe is hopping a bit with Lucas and this and that and the other. It just I remember that era was not my favorite era necessarily. So I hope we're not gonna be having people like rotating around like that and just, I don't know. But So there's that. And so I don't know. So Sean and Belle are still on, or at least Belle hasn't left yet. And let's see. Mm-hmm. Hang on just a second. I'm wondering.
Excuse me.
it's been a long day.
That's sorry. Yeah, it's a long day.
I'm just looking to see if we covered.
Probably covered just about everything.
No, oh, there was.
I can't think.
John and Paul. John Paul decides that he wants to quit being a model, an international model, and go to work as a PI with his dad, Steve.
which pissed off Brady.
Yes.
They
and
hired
then Brady
him
apologized
for,
because he was like, I'm just really having a bad day. I'm having a moment, you know,
because
he's.
Yeah, because he's
just
Victor.
He had these scenes with Victor's
on
where Victor
Teresa.
Was like,
he won't cut
her
a break.
Yeah, he hates Teresa, and he doesn't want Tate to have any be influenced by her. He wants her to Tate to be 100% Kiriakis and all that. So Brady was kind of having a mood. He was in a mood. So when he when Paul first said that, or John did, or whoever, Brady had a little like. PMS moment, but then he came back around and was like, no, it's cool, it's fine. But you know, it's so funny, they made such a big deal about those contracts, and he and Gabrielle switched contracts and quit Kate and went to with the other two and this and that and the other, and
right,
so anyway,
and now he's
whatever
doing it,
but so now he's going to be a PI with his dad and Steve, and let's see, there's another thing that happened. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here again. Oh, no, we covered it. So that's all I remember. We do have one caller. Can you think of anything else? We do have one caller. I noticed with the. I see if Jen had anything else.
Yeah,
Jen was just upset about the Hayden thing. Well, let me bring on this caller. I'm not
my
sure
daughter,
if they want
to talk.
You
know what?
Not,
I'm in my daughter's room, and she's going to be
wanting
to go. They went. Yeah, right. I got to go. Is that okay?
All right.
You can take the caller. Yeah, I got
to
go.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. I know you guys are out of town traveling.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling in.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hello.
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a month because I've been busy with other stuff. But
yeah.
I managed to, first of all, before I get to my thoughts with the show, I just want to say I managed to catch up with all of days except for yesterday because around here they preempted days on the channel I was recording for a debate, and I ended up getting a debate instead, and it was on a sub-channel, and I was out of town where I couldn't adjust the DVR from my remote or anything like that. So I missed it. But
I hate
do
when that
say,
happens.
Yeah. But I just wish they just would have just scheduled it at night so it wouldn't just interfere because I was like right there. But I did notice from what I saw Monday, and it might be just me, it might be you, but did you know that Nadia might have been showing off her pregnancy Monday even though nobody didn't know about it? Because I didn't have one person on Twitter or Facebook.
I was wondering, I thought I heard she was pregnant. She is pregnant?
No. I just didn't hear one person on Twitter. It might have been just me.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not saying that Nadia is bad or
resilient. No.
But I'm not trying to make fun of her.
We know for sure.
I apologize.
No, I guess what I'm asking, Bobby, is I was thinking I had heard that she was pregnant. Is she really pregnant?
No, I think this was from when she had her son. But I don't know.
She did have a child already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I
know
that
this
was way back in February, March. So I didn't know if maybe somebody, because I didn't even know anything about it. And I do want to just say that I miss Abigail's last day, not Abigail, Kate's last day as Abigail, but I think the new kid, Marcy Miller, is going to be a good actress. I don't know anything about her from daytime, but
I've heard very good things too.
But it looks like she's going to be good. I do want to say I was very devastated when I heard Jen Lilly was leaving Days, but I don't get why GA should have just nabbed her and just got rid of Molly Burnett and have Molly return back as Melanie instead of playing Maxie
yeah.
on TVA.
So
I mean,
like
I just still don't get why they hire Molly Burnett as Maxie while Kirsten is out instead of just hiring Jen Lilly and then put Molly back on days as Melanie. I mean, I just still don't get that. Let them.
Well, it could be that they had already signed with.
Because I know with the situation
Molly.
With Kirsten, with her skin problem, and luckily it wasn't as serious as it was the last time, that she's going to be taking a couple of weeks off, and now she's back at work over there on GH. So luckily it wasn't as bad as it was the last time.
Good. Yeah.
So,
well, darn it. Well, anyway, I don't know, but I just.
But I am very worried for Sierra for two reasons. And I told Vivian on Twitter Thursday after watching Thursday show. One, why on earth would she take the job at this nut house, knowing that Abigail is there, and knowing that she's been making out with Chad, which is something I just am worried about, because the minute that Marcy shows up, I don't know if Marcy's willing enough to pick a fight with her or what, because that would be must-see TV right there, but I'll have a November squeeze. But, and two, do you think that Sierra suffered enough already with Chase? I mean, yeah. Again, you're saying that Chase could be a changed man or anything. I think if Chase is going to be a changed man, it's going to go back to what I saw on All My Children about 12, 13 years ago with Jonathan. I don't know if you can change somebody that did a violent crime on a woman and make him overnight a changed man because of some tumor. I don't know if this is going to be the same thing with Chase. Because this is what I'm looking at. But at the same time, I rather prefer Sierra with Theo because as opposed to with Chad, because unless you wanted to start trouble with Abigail when she's out and put her on permanent basis at that home or cause a breakup between her and Chad, that's where it looks like it's going to go to.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I'm very happy that Belle and Sean are back together, but I think it's going to be kind of awkward if the Days writers want to hook Sean up with Chloe, knowing the past history that Nadia and Brandon have as a couple, which was documented on the reality show, and the fact that they were both working on separate soaps a couple of years ago in addition to the reality show at the time. So I think it could be kind of awkward.
Right. Yeah, it could be. Well, who knows?
But the bottom line is I will definitely miss Jen Lilly. She is welcome.
Yeah.
I'm going to just put this out. She is welcome on Young and the Restless, perhaps, maybe as Allie, the one that's playing young Darlene Pardon in the movies, if they age her. Because I think she would be perfect for the role of Faith.
Huh. Oh, on yeah.
Young
I know
the
who
Restless.
You're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
I didn't mean to say Allie because I'm just
not. And honestly, maybe she doesn't
have
any daytime
for maybe
a while.
Hope on Bold and Beautiful now that the
maybe
other
the reason
actress is playing Hope is on Lifetime.
Maybe the reason she was leaving, though, was because she had other projects going on and wanted to pursue her singing and other things and didn't want to be on the daily grind
currently,
or something. So who knows,
Plus, she might be releasing another record, maybe a non-holiday record or whatever, and she might be working more on that because I think if she's going the route that Rick Springfield took in the 80s, it's going to work because it worked perfectly for Rick Springfield, and he came back to daytime 25 years later. So it might work that way. But hopefully Jen Lilly will have the same fanfare that Kate Madison is getting right now, and I wish Kate the best of luck. If anything,
I know. She's been amazing.
Right. If anything, I would love to see Kate on maybe – The Young and the Restless, perhaps, if they recast Summer now that Hunter King is going to be full-time on Life in Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the only chances right now to just
see
Kate Massey
and
Summer. I have
a feeling she's probably going to be trying for some, pilot season for, prime time or even some films is what I'm thinking. She's shown that she really does have the chops. I mean, she was very good.
Right,
so,
and that new girl
they've given her some great material. Yeah.
Right, and that new girl that's trying to be Rafe's love interest, I thought at first that was the old Gabby. I was like going, what's the old Gabby on Days doing back on the show? because she looks just like her.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, I
really?
Don't know much about her because...
That's funny.
I don't know much about her because she's done Spanish-speaking soaps, and I don't speak Spanish that much, so I wouldn't not know her from that work, because most of the work she's done was in Spanish.
Funny. I haven't seen those episodes yet, so I haven't seen her yet, but that's funny.
Right, right.
So I remember
old
Gabby was really young looking back then. I mean, she and
right, and I'm thinking that she might
Camilla
be the same
in,
age
she was
as
much more mature.
As, right, I'm thinking either she, I'm surprised, but she looked more like she could have been a Gabby recast a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this actress, like I said, I didn't see her prior projects because most of her projects were on Spanish television, and I don't know Spanish. So unless you know good Spanish, then you're not going to be able to just YouTube her best work and just watch it, unless you know some good Spanish. But anyways, it was a pleasure to talk to you for the first time in a long time. I know that that I know because of the break with Dave had for Wimbledon and with my scheduling conflict, it's been hard to catch up on Saturday, but I'm lucky catch you on Saturday.
Yeah.
I hope we will talk to you all again next week.
Okay.
Maybe I'll watch the full
5 days
week and Allison Sweet Mercy Bake Mystery and come back with my thoughts on both of them next week.
Sounds good.
But I know Arian Zucker
was
in. Yeah, because I know Arian Zucker.
All right.
And I know one more thing. I know Arian Zucker was in a movie last week. I missed seeing her, but in that movie, but I think she did, but I'm glad she got a chance to branch out, and that might be, but I'm worried that she might be the next person to leave Dave's down the road come the beginning of 2017.
Hmm.
All right, well, anyways, that's all for the time
tonight,
and you have a good weekend yourself.
Thanks for calling, Bobby. Take care.
All right, good night.
All right, good night. Okay, and I think with that, I think we will wrap up for the evening. We look forward to having your calls next week. You know, anybody who wants to call in and chat after we take a little time at the beginning to talk about the show, we love hearing your thoughts, and we encourage you to call in next week to talk about Dave. So until next time, take care. Thanks. Bye.